Well, watching the Steelers here, it's a pretty impressive football team. They certainly do a lot of things well. You know, it's nice to see a defense ranked at the top of the league in just about everything, rushing, passing, points, third down, red area, you know, you name it. Nobody's gotten 300 yards against them, and about half their possessions are three and out, so they're really solid across the board. It's no one-man band. They're good at everything, the front, the linebackers, the secondary, and they mix it up on you quite a bit, so they're very good. You know, offensively, a lot of good players there, very skilled players at the wide receiver position, excellent tight end with Miller. The backs are tough. Roethlisberger's brings a dimension to the game, not just passing, but running and staying alive in the pocket with his size and a vision to go downfield on scrambles and plays like that. Excellent coverage team, lead the league in kickoff coverage, third in punt coverage, 5 yards of punt return. So they do a good job with field position and putting their defense in a good situation. And defensively, they usually hold up their end of the bargain there too. So you know, big challenge for us this week. A lot to get ready for in all three phases of the game. Steelers are really sound. They're well coached. They're tough. And they're a hard team to beat. You got to go out there and really play well and do things well against them. They're not gonna make too many mistakes and make it easy for you. You're gonna have to work for everything you get.
Bill, how consistently are the Steelers blitzing this season?
It varies, but I would say overall probably not as much as last year.
And in turn, with your offensive line, it seemed like you were in a lot of maybe five-man protections, if that's the right way to say it, against the Dolphins. How did you feel the line did in protection in that passing game?
I think for the most part we were okay, considering the number of times we threw the ball. You know, we mix our protections up, so there's a little everything there. Sometimes we're in five man, sometimes six man, which there's a lot of different varieties of those, and then some seven man too. So, you know, we use them all like most teams do, like the Steelers do. I don't think you want to just stay in one protection the whole time. So, our tight ends and backs, you know, are going to be important in blitz pickup. They have been, and they'll continue to be, and not just individually, but in conjunction and everybody working together and in unison, so that we get all the guys blocked that we're supposed to get blocked, and if there's any free ones, we know who they are, and then we account for them between the quarterback and whatever receivers are involved. So that's a tough thing to, you know, to get everything right on, and so that'll be a challenge for us this week to work on all aspects of not only the communication and then, you know, than actually physically blocking them.
Bill, you mentioned the Steelers rank, you know, first in pretty much everything defensively. How challenging is it to even find a weakness to try to exploit?
Well, as I said, you're going to have to work for everything. You're going to have to execute whatever play you run, pass, play action, whatever it is, it's just going to have to be well executed. And if it's not, then probably not going to get much out of it. And if it's sloppy, probably turn the ball over. So we're going to have to have a real good game of execution offensively in whatever the plays are.
How about Harrison and Woodley? The Steelers have had some great linebacker tandems as far as getting pressure on the quarterback, and these two are right at the top of the list. What makes them so tough?
Well, they both have a, you know, they're both very athletic and they're fast. And they play with good power, so they match up well against different types of blockers. You know, they're more physical than most of the smaller guys they encounter, and then when they get up against bigger guys, they use their quickness and athleticism to, you know, to win against some of the offensive linemen that they face, particularly the tackles. So, and then the scheme, you know, that creates some problems too, just you know, getting the right guys on them or getting them blocked, period. They bring all four of them, so you have to account for all four of them, and you know sometimes they spring guys free on that too. But they're good pass rushers with their athleticism, their power, and their quickness.
So with the Thursday night games becoming more prevalent in the league, have you noticed when you have the extra time to prepare the next week? So let's say you played on a Thursday, and then you got like 10 days. I mean, have you noticed that being an advantage, or how is that an advantage when you're in that situation?
Well, I think most teams, for the coaching staff, it's an advantage because you have a little more time to not only look at the most recent games that you've broken down, but even the whole season and study things in a little more detail. I think for the players, most teams use the extra time to, you know, we're into the season, 10, 11, 12 games, you know, whenever they hit here. And I think that most teams would use that time to try to, you know, give the players a couple extra days to, you know, heal up their bumps and bruises and you know, get ready for however many remaining games you have left with as healthy a team as you can, as compared to, say, playing early in the season or having a bye week early in the season where you might be able to take advantage of some extra practices and practice time when your team's a little healthier or fresher. I think at this point there's not a lot of that. We really had a very light practice on Friday last week, probably closer to a Saturday practice than a Friday practice. So, you know, even though we had extra time for the Miami game and we had a little more meeting time, we didn't probably do a whole lot more on the field than we would in a normal Sunday to Sunday week. And I think from the other coaches I've talked to around the league, that's probably, you know, closer to the norm than practicing, you know, 5 days instead of 3 or 6 days.
Bill, you mentioned the Steelers' defensive scheme earlier. Does Dick LeBeau get his due for what he's meant to this league? I mean, going back to playing with Night Train Lane and still being one of the top defensive coordinators in the league now 50 years later?
Dick should. He should. I think that his respect in the league from everybody that I know is immense. He was a great player in this league, and he's been a great defensive coach for a long time, whether it's been as an assistant or the head coach. He's, I think, as well-respected as anybody in the game defensively, and his overall career accomplishments are, I can't imagine there'd be too many people, I mean, more than a handful, that would really be able to compare with what he's done in the National Football League throughout, you know, his entire career. He's had a great track record. He's had an awesome career, and it wouldn't be overlooked by me. I don't know who else would be, you know, grading it, but it's pretty impressive to me.
Bill, how will this week, schedule-wise, differ, if at all, with the Thanksgiving holiday?
Not too much. We're going to try to stay on a normal schedule and maybe move things up a little bit earlier on Thursday, try to do a couple things in practice on Wednesday and a couple things in practice on Friday that we might normally do on Thursday, and just shorten it down a little bit, not too much. But, you know, we still got to do what we got to do to get ready for the game, and I think if we just, you know, push things up a little, everybody will have enough time to still have a, you know, a good day with their families on Thursday. And I think that's important too. But, you know, we can get done what we need to get done Thursday morning and break things down a little bit earlier than we normally do.
A few final questions, guys.
In terms of any follow-up from the Matt Light, Channing Crowder situation, Bill, have you guys heard anything from the league in that regard at this point?
I don't have anything to add on it, Mike.
Just one last thing on the Steelers defense, Bill. Polamalu, what are the attributes that separate him from other safeties in the league? Because clearly he's one of the guys who makes them go.
Yeah, he really does, John. He's got he's a very instinctive player. Well, I mean, he's got good skills. He's very fast, quick, tough guy, good tackler, very aggressive, and he's very instinctive. He really has a nose for the ball. He has a good level of anticipation on what's going to happen, either before the ball is snapped or sometimes pretty immediately right after it's snapped, so that he's heading in the direction in a hurry. I would say that he's a guy that whenever he's on the field, you got to be aware of him from an offensive standpoint. But whenever he's on the field, he's moving to the ball pretty fast. Might be 50 yards away, might be 5 yards away, but he's coming, and he's coming in a hurry. And it won't be too long before he gets there. Sometimes other guys get there first, but he won't be too far behind.
Does he remind you of the vintage Rodney at all?
I think there's some similarities between the players. Yes, sure do. I think they make plays in every aspect of the game. They blitz, they tackle, they cover, they knock balls down, they intercept them. They play with great emotion and competitiveness and toughness. Take on anybody, guards, tackles. It doesn't matter who it is. They'll hit anybody. Whoever's there, they'll hit them just as hard. It doesn't make any difference how big they are, what number they're wearing. I think there are a number of similarities in those two players.
Anything else, guys?
I guess that's it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, see you tomorrow.